too. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. To radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. At the Democrats' fourth debate of the primary season, Joe Biden says all the candidates have good ideas.
The question is, who's going to be able to get it done?
Bernie Sanders says about his heart attack 2 weeks ago, he's healthy and feeling great.
And I'm so happy to be back here with you this evening.
Oy. Elizabeth Warren says about her age at 70.
I will outwork, out-organize, and outlast anyone, and that includes Donald Trump, Mike Pence, or whoever the Republicans get stuck with.
Pete Buttigieg says about her refusing to say how she'd pay for universal health care.
Your signature, Senator, is to have a plan for everything, except this.
The debate in Ohio on CNN, all 12 candidates on stage say they support the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today traveled to Turkey, trying to negotiate a ceasefire in Syria. America's listening to Fox News.
You know what day it is?
It's Wednesday. Happy hump day.
Look at the calendar.
My calendar is reminding me that October 16th is Boss's Day.
Happy National Boss's Day.
That was weak.
I should fire all of you.
Don't do that.
We have cake.
And you're the coolest boss.
What about your brown nosers?
Brown noser.
Back to work.
You got it, boss.
You got it, boss.
Happy Boss Day.
It's showtime.
The boss would like me to play the name game.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
So let's do it. Pamela Corey. Pamela Corey, you are the 6 a.m. name, and you have until 7 a.m. to call us at 396-5477 and make yourself eligible to win a terrific prize, a $1,000 gift card to select stores in Eastdale Mall. That's Pamela Corey, C-O-R-Y. 396-5477.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Trust me, you'll use your windshield wipers a couple of times on the way into work. If not a light shower that you run into, you certainly will run into some drizzle, you know, just enough to get the wipers going. Risk of mostly morning showers this morning. We had a substantial, significant rainfall event in the last 24 hours. It's nice when the forecast works out that perfectly. Cold front sweeps through the state today, shuts off the rain. Afternoon improvement. I think we'll see the sun later, and the winds will pick up out of the northwest. Tonight, coldest weather in 6 months. Upper 40s tonight. Whoa. Upper 40s tomorrow night. Jacket weather. Thursday and Friday, textbook perfect fall days, the kind of days you dream about all summer long, highs in the low 70s. Over the weekend, tropical trouble coming out of the Gulf? I think so. A low. Will it be a depression? I don't know. Will it bring rain to the Gulf South? We hope. Right now this morning, cloudy skies, drizzle in the area. Temperature is 70 at 6:03.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Well, I know we have at least 32 registered baseball fans here in the Rubber Region, and this is for you. For the first time since FDR's first year as president,
1933,
a World Series game will be played in Washington, D.C.
In the air, center field. This should do it. Robles will squeeze it, and there it is! The Washington Nationals are National League champions! There will be a World Series in D.C.
Unless they get impeached.
Would you care to elucidate on that?
It's Washington, and I just thought I'd throw in, if the Nationals got impeached, there wouldn't be a World Series.
I heard Ben and Jerry's have a new flavor coming out called Peach Mint.
Impeachment.
Peach Mint.
Sorry, I like a good wordplay.
No, that's...
That's a really clever one.
Peach mint. I think I saw that yesterday somewhere.
Although peach mint doesn't sound very good.
No.
Mint peach?
Ew. No. But, hey, it's a lot easier to sell your highly overpriced ice cream at cost plus 10% at food outlet.
That's... I will not... Yeah, Ben and Jerry's just... Give me a Häagen-Dazs any day.
Häagen-Dazs.
It's the same thing.
Wasn't Häagen-Dazs like the premium...
it still is.
Top shelf ice cream.
Oh, God. I mean, it's still up there.
If you look at the price on it, it should be the premium.
It's the monster cables of ice cream.
What's wrong with the Bluebell we got?
Right.
I got the food outlet weekly specials. They change on Wednesday.
For the price I pay for that little bitty thing of either Ben and Jerry's or Häagen-Dazs, I can get the same thing in a big... tub of Bluebell.
I love what you told us in Random Facts. It has nothing to do. It's not from Europe.
Häagen-Dazs? Yeah. It's made up word. It has nothing to do with
word.
It.
The ice cream, I like ice cream, but I'm doing keto.
And that's not in there?
My friend Jay Quellen.
Jay Quellen.
Yeah, the woman that's here on Wednesday with Dana Delk. Jay Quellen Tomlinson, attorney at law. God, since I said that, I better...
The representation is made. The quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Found a keto-friendly ice cream called Rebel. And it's higher than Häagen-Dazs and Ben and Jerry's in terms of price.
Ooh.
But that's because they got you. They know you're,
the thing.
You're
yeah.
trying to lose weight, and they've got an ice cream that works with your diet, so they're going to... hit you with a pretty heavy price.
Yeah, somebody said, you know, go look at the price of... I mean, if you go look at the dollar menu on any fast food joint, you know, it's all hamburgers. So you look at the salad, and it's one of the most expensive things on the...
I know.
Hey, when did Jalea start wearing glasses on TV?
Maybe...
yesterday.
Yeah. By the way, that's Mandy. The other person is Mandy. Mandy is the weekend person, and while...
while Andrew's away.
Gone,
yeah.
Guess what? Next week... Jalea's gone too, so it's Mandy and Ryan.
Ryan's enough. Ryan's a one-man band.
You know? Sounds like a morning show, doesn't
it? But I've been listening to her this morning. She's doing a great job. And by the way, the executive producer just told us that they're going to take a bumper shot of us at 6:38. In other words, going into their break, they'll cut to us. We won't just
while we're doing picture. What we're doing?
Yeah, right. So I wanted you to know, that don't have your finger up your nose.
Oh, thanks, because I was just going to write that down. 6:38.
Don't go down, down to the stoop.
Yeah. Make sure you're wearing a shirt.
It's hot in here. And it was hot in your production room. Oh, I see. The cool is off. So tomorrow morning, upper 40s, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about your birthday.
Okay, what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about...
Why does it come every year?
I know, right?
Yeah.
Get in the way of things.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
I have been waiting for cooler weather to make my first chili.
Oh, that's right.
The season.
I got word about this morning.
I've got many cans of big peeled tomatoes.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you brought this up because I was thinking about this. It's food, so I was thinking about it on the ride in.
Is that what you want?
Well, see, my original plan, because I didn't even think about chili, was that he'd do like probably the egg ham and cheese sandwich.
Is that what you want?
And I was going to be like, ooh, can you make me a triple stack? You know what I'm saying? Like three slices of bread.
Oh, sure.
Like
if that's what the birthday boy wants.
But then I thought, they're taking me to lunch Friday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I don't want to get miserably stuffed.
I understand what you're saying. Well, you got to make some decisions, boy.
So I thought maybe you could...
Thanks, Pops.
So, yeah, I thought maybe you could do that either tomorrow or on Monday or, you know. When's the weather, though, is going to be good for
it? So the weather will be good for chili tomorrow or Friday, upper 40s.
You want chili tomorrow and your sandwich on Friday? Or do you want your sandwich tomorrow?
Sandwich tomorrow, chili on Friday.
Okay.
Yay.
It's settled.
I'm so relieved that we got this out of the way.
Me too. Because... Because
on the counter, you want to know why?
Well, I might as well say this now, then. I was going to hold off until it was actually a thing. What? But I might as well make the announcement now.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all.
Wait,
how were the steaks today?
The eggs were great. I put my steak in tinfoil. I'm having that for lunch.
Yeah.
What do you mean? I put mine in tinfoil. I'm going to eat it when I get home, and then I'm going to make a hat out of the tinfoil.
What's the announcement? Or a brooch. What's the announcement?
Well, the announcement is that for the past weekend, first off, my weather station, I put it up. I got it up.
You did?
This afternoon, it will be complete, because all I need to do is attach the weather station to the mount that I built and attached out in my yard and got it done. I've been working on it all weekend throughout the week. Yesterday, it would have been done yesterday if not for the stupid rain.
Well, it took you 363 days.
I wanted it done before my birthday, and I felt bad about it the entire time. I've hated it. So for the past weekend, I've been making trips to the hardware store, talking to people about, can this fit in this? How can I get this up here? I've taken so many things inside the hardware store to measure things with, and I finally got it done. Today is the day that I put the weather station on the mast, erect it back up, because it's on a swivel.
A, I'm happy.
So I can get it done.
B, that was going to be your gift.
Read this. It's already it's wrapped in a box.
We'll be installed by.
It was going to be installed by our mutual friend who installed mine, and it was all contracted.
Oh no!
He didn't get any money yet, but he won't.
Good. Oh man!
So there you go. Thanks a lot.
I'm sorry. I don't. I've hated that.
How would
I haven't
you like
had
chili.
It I've hated that I haven't had the thing up, and I was just bound and determined before it hits a year that it was going to happen.
Can I make a statement?
Okay.
Do you know how hard you are to shop for?
You're going to get this box with this wrapped up thing.
Okay.
And you're going to like it.
I am so sorry.
Well,
I'm sorry,
sorry
just doesn't cut it.
I'm pleased, though.
When it comes to things like this, I'm really determined to do it myself. Not that I wouldn't have been appreciative of that.
Yeah.
But I had let it go on too long, and so I found a TV antenna mast.
Yeah.
That sits on it pivots like this, so I can lower it to replace the batteries.
Oh,
I then got
nice.
A PVC coupling to go on the end of it.
Wow.
A galvanized metal thing that sits inside that coupling that will fit a rod, a galvanized metal rod that sticks into the weather station. Same size. It's about 6.5 feet tall or so, 7 feet tall, so it's already sitting on top of a 6-foot fence.
I'm proud of you. You know how many hours of planning went into this?
Well, I apologize. Well,
No. It's good. It's all good.
But after today, it will be done. I will be able to show you what the temperature and everything else is at my house.
That money we gave our buddy, can I redirect that to having a new keyboard put in my laptop? Because it's all clogged up with cigarette ash.
He does that, too.
He's done that for me before.
Yeah. I feel bad, and then I kind of don't, because I'm like, I got it done. But I also feel bad because I ruined your gift.
Well, no. That's okay.
No, you should feel bad.
I wanted you to show you that we thought about it, and you were covered.
Right. Now we have 48 hours to find something for the most difficult human being.
Don't give me anything.
Stupid card. And I mean, let's get him a stupid card.
Just get me a stupid card.
An insulting card. One that mocks his age or something.
That's fine. That says here.
Something that says, happy birthday, you're... doesn't work anymore.
Thanks for ruining our surprise.
It's already wrapped.
Card.
That box.
So sorry.
It's a big box.
Peyton, I'm sorry I just ruined you out of ever how much you were going to get paid.
I wish Joey was here so he could finish the show. Because I'm so disconsolate now.
Did I really? Oh, man.
By the way, no, Boston Butts, 88 cents a pound.
I can go take it down. No.
We thought how thrilled you would be and how ironic that it was a year later.
It is.
I had to make sure it didn't get to a year, though it's only a day.
Yeah, I think he did a random fact once that the average home weather station takes 363 days to install.
Yeah, that's good.
$3.97 for a full half gallon of Bluebell, by the way, at Food Outlet today and through the next week. We're a little late at the moment. It's 6:15. No.
Something else I ruined.
We'll be right back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Julia Brooks. The two people detained in connection to the kidnapping of 3-year-old Camille McKinney have been charged in separate crimes. Police say she was kidnapped at a birthday party in Birmingham Saturday night. 39-year-old Patrick Stallworth is now facing separate charges for possession of child pornography. 29-year-old Derek Brown's probation has been revoked with no bond. The little girl who goes by Cupcake still hasn't been found. In West Alabama, students at Demopolis High School returned to school for the first time yesterday since the tragic deaths of their two schoolmates. 15-year-olds Natasha Daniels and Rayshawn Bennison died after they fell into the Tombigbee River and drowned. A funeral service is set for Sunday at the Demopolis High School gym. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager wanted for a double murder. 16-year-old Charles Jackson was arrested by U.S. Marshals Tuesday. He's charged with two counts of murder and assault in connection to the double shooting near Alabama State University's campus on August 15th. I'm Julia Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Mark your calendars for October the 26th. That's the Saturday before Halloween, because we're having a monster smash at 8125 Decker Lane. Bouncy houses, trunk or treat, free pizza from Folcarelli's Pizza, special haircut prices from the Man Cave, sponsored in part by Earnest Financial. All you have to do is show up at 8125 Decker Lane, October 26th from noon until 5.
Oh, hey, man.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, you want this to be really scary?
Yeah, we can stand to scare it up a little bit. Can you help me out?
All right, yeah, man. Check this out.
Oklahoma, Oklahoma, Oklahoma. Boom.
Thanks, Elvis.
No problem, man. Just TCB, you know me.
Did I mention you could win a free membership to Anytime Fitness?
And Elvis will be there, too.
And we'll have a big TV set up so you don't miss the game.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Saturday, October 26th, from noon until 5. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Earnest Financial.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It was news yesterday.
News at 6.
All right, so this exists. Grilled cheese and tomato soup flavored Lay's chips.
Really?
What you think about it?
It's ridiculous.
It's obscene.
Doctors say it is 1,000 times worse than morning sickness.
I really don't know what it is. I just know that it smells terrible.
Some are asking why this had to happen.
We'll be right back with more headline news.
News at 6.
Grilled cheese and tomato soup, potato chips.
Folks, agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
It is. We are at 18 minutes past the hour. Just got a minute here. Want to talk about what's going on at Baumhauer's Victory Grill tonight. We are welcoming JT and Leanne to Blue Water Broadcasting, and we hope you'll come and join us. They have been icons in the market for a long, long time. We're really thrilled they're joining us. Had them on Happy Hour last Friday and had an absolute blast. So we hope you will come and join us in making them feel welcome. JT and Leanne tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. And I want you guys to see something here, what Rosie has been doing for me in the afternoon.
Okay.
She brought in these.
Oh, my God. Is that color-coded folders?
Color-coded folders. So there's no mystery anymore.
What's next?
Oh, I don't know, but these are behaviors that I'm not
used to, staying organized and stuff.
If you can find a way to screw up color-coded folders.
Well, if anybody can. halftime at Baumhauer's, just wanted to get this in while we're talking about it. 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. Mm-hmm. Halftime offers not only half-off select menu pleasers like the chips, cheese, and salsa. I mooch those once in a while as I circle the tables on Wednesday night. Sweet potato fries, fried pickles, which are addictive, warning. Spencer's gooey fries, hot lips, and the tailgate burger and fries, all at half off, 2 to 6, Monday through Friday. Halftime at Baumhauer's, $2.49 for domestic pints, half off glasses and bottles of wine. And we do hope you'll come and join us again. JT and Leanne, our guests of honor tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. We have your first look at the roads coming up with the Skipper, even though he calls himself Wendell J for some reason. And then the timeline for the 16th of October next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, couple of things shaking on the Northern Boulevard for you this morning. A little earlier at Highway 231, the Wetumpka Highway on the Northern Boulevard, we had an accident. That one should be out of the way, but use caution there. Just a few moments ago, a second accident occurred on the Northern Boulevard approaching I-65. So if you're approaching I-65 to merge on the Northern Boulevard, watch out for an accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles en route to that accident. Other than those, we don't have anything to report. Just a good volume of early morning traffic trying to get into the city. Buckle up, drive carefully. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems, both protecting your pet and keeping them in designated areas of your home. Call Vicki, Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's huge store closing sale in Millbrook. Final markdowns have been taken on many mattresses, headboards, beds, chests, and other furniture. The selection is still huge but shrinking daily. Floor samples from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, and other great factories must be sold. We still have some fantastic buys on adjustable bases, and a few bedroom suits remain. We are also putting together some futons I've had stored for years, and they will be bargains. The Montgomery stores are not closing, but we are taking extra markdowns there also. Take advantage of this rare opportunity to save on this large selection of mattresses and beds in all sizes. No interest financing and delivery are available. Some items are limited to current inventory. When they're gone, they're gone. So hurry to Mr. Sandman Mattresses' huge store closing sale on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General in Millbrook, or the two Montgomery locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. All Millbrook sales are final. No holds or layaways. All items are subject to prior sale. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's and Swiss Jewelry, and wow, I just checked it. Gold just hit $1,500 an ounce. It was hanging around $1,200, $1,300 not too long ago, and boom, it's way up there. Marguerite's, whether you know or not, you can bring in gold, and you can trade your gold or make you something new, or you can walk away with a check for it. So bring in your diamonds, your gold that you no longer are wearing. Let's see what we can do with it. We'll do something fantastic with it at Marguerite's. Marguerite's is located in the Peppertree Shopping Center. We're open 7 days a week. Come see us out at Peppertree. Thank you.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 6:23 with the timeline for October 16th, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
That's right. Thank you very much, announcer. It's the 289th day of the year. There are 76 days remaining. On National Bosses Day, as we heard earlier this hour, the word boss originated from the Dutch word boss.
Wait a minute.
Boss
means master.
Bass
means master. Also, Global Cat Day. It's World Food Day. I eat food every single day of my life.
It's habit form.
226 years ago in 1793, Queen Marie Antoinette was...
She was a boss. Oh.
Beheaded. Guillotine. because of an order from the boss, the boss. Yeah. This was the French Revolution. She's most famous for saying, let them eat cake. But most historians say she never did really say that.
Trying to get her to come to Baumhauer's when we cut the cake for JT and Leanne.
Let them eat that cake. 1859, John Brown's famous raid on Harper's Ferry in Virginia. It is now in present-day West Virginia, one of the seeds of the Civil War. 103 years ago, 1916, first birth control clinic opens in New York City.
New York City!
On this date in 1923, Walt Disney launched an empire when he founded the Disney Brothers Cartoon Studio with his brother, Roy Disney.
Roy.
Hold on a second.
Wait, which Disney?
Roy!
he's still alive, right?
Roy Disney?
I'm not
sure.
Is he
still alive?
I don't think...
Can you do Dead or Alive?
It's Roy Disney, right?
Roy Disney. I think he's alive, but
I think he's dead.
He's dead?
Well, yeah.
He's dead?
Wow. He died in 71.
Oh.
Roy Disney?
Yeah.
We're just a little late catching up on that.
Gosh almighty.
5 years after Walt.
Born in Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah.
Died in 71? Gotta hope we get out of Vietnam soon.
Well, he was born in 1893. This isn't right.
No, Roy Disney didn't die in 71?
There's
Walt was 65.
There's a couple of them here. Roy Oliver Disney was the co-founder of the Walt Disney Company. He was the older brother of Walt.
Okay.
Then there was Roy E.
Roy.
Disney.
Yeah, he's still alive, right?
He died in 2009.
Okay. They're all dead, folks. So is Mighty Mouse, which debuted on this date in 1942.
Here I come to save the day.
Repeating again. The news that Mighty Mouse has died. 1943, Chicago Mayor Ed Kelly opens the city's new subway system. 1962, the Cuban Missile Crisis begins. President Kennedy informed that by reconnaissance photos had revealed that the presence of missiles in Cuba. This began the famous 13 days in October when the world was on the verge of nuclear war.
Did you ever see the movie 13 Days?
Love it. And every movie ever made on it, and there are about six. I love it. I remember I was a little boy, and I remember how serious my dad... I've never seen his face look that serious. And I knew... And you know, I'm only six.
Yeah.
I'm only six. And I knew something bad, or five or six.
The cover of Life magazine that came out in the middle of that showed the planet Earth with missiles crisscrossing.
Right.
Scary, scary time.
I could sense how terrible it was. 1964, China joins the A-bomb club. Now... our song of the day. And to get your engine started on this Wednesday morning, how about a Motown classic? Marvin Gaye, Tammy Terrell, doesn't get any better than this. Ain't no mountain high enough.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Boy, I tell you what, that and the steak and eggs this morning, that makes my day. Love that song. 47 years ago, 1972, Loretta Lynn becomes the first woman to win the CMA's prestigious Entertainer of the Year. Loretta, of course, a coal miner's daughter. 1973, Maynard Jackson elected to the office in Atlanta, Georgia, becoming the first black mayor of Atlanta or any other major southern city. 43 years ago, 1976, Disco Duck by Rick Dees, number one on the Billboard charts for some reason.
Quack, quack.
41 years ago today, 1978, the College of Cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church chose Cardinal Carol Wutula to be the new pope. He took the name Pope John Paul II, was the first non-Italian pope in 400 years. He passed away in April of 2005. He was canonized in 2014, he's now a saint.
Yeah, that happened just before I moved here.
I remember it happened while I was in Panama City, Florida, and I found a Catholic church.
Yeah, I have a certificate from him.
I know you do.
On my wall.
He He was probably thinking of you and in those final moments.
Yeah, let's reenact his final moments. Greg Goodell, then he ascends to heaven.
Gee. In other news, Greg has been nominated for beatification. John Mayer is 42 today. Born in Connecticut, he credits Birmingham, Alabama as his breakout city. In fact, his live album, Any Given Thursday, was recorded at Oak Mountain. That's where I first saw him. Wendy Wilson is 50.
Wilson and Phillips?
Yes, that's right.
Or yes. Wilson Phillips, not yes. Wilson and Phillips, but yep. Wilson Phillips.
She's actually
or Brian Wilson, isn't it?
The daughter of of Brian Wilson. Flea is 57, bassist for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Real name, Michael Peter Balzeri.
Also the daughter of Brian Wilson.
Tim Robbins is 61 today. Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead is 72. Suzanne Summers is how old?
I'm 70.
73 today.
Wow, still looking good, too.
Thighmaster.
Fred Turner, who is he? He's the Turner of Bachman Turner Overdrive. Dead or Alive, Angela Lansbury.
Alive.
Alive, 94
today, yeah. Birthday, Jay's cringes when we give the birthday countdown out at T-minus 3 days. Three days we have to figure out.
I only cringe because now I ruined the gift.
Well, you're going to get that stupid box anyway. 15 days till Halloween, 18 days till the time change. Thanksgiving is now only 43 days away, which means the Iron Bowl is 45 days away. Christmas, 75 days away. That's all I got.
Thank you, Rich Thomas.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, Pamela Corey, your name has been called. We need you to dial 396-5477 so you become the next person eligible to win a $1,000 gift card to Eastdale Mall at select stores like the Foot Locker. Great prize. So, 396-5477, Pamela Corey. Please, and if you know Pamela, or you think you know her, send her a text. A wake-up text.
I think I know you.
I hate
just heard your name on the radio.
To miss that. Let's visit Jack Ingram very quickly here because... Oh... Well, they just done one last Rogue in this pre-owned category. That's what I drive. I bought it there, of course. I'm a five-time buyer now from Jack Ingram, and I've been very, very thrilled with all the purchases we've made. And I think the Rogue is my thing. My next car will be another Rogue from Jack Ingram, and I'll get a deal on something that's pre-owned that has very few miles on it and do what I did this time. You extend the warranty to 100,000 miles, keep your monthly payment down, and enjoy a great machine. For new drivers, there's some awesome options here. You want cars that have great safety features like this Volkswagen Jetta or the Nissan Sentra, both of those under $7,000. And for something that's a little more high-tech but incredibly comfortable, you've got a 2010 Acura with only 95,000 miles on it. So think about that. That's about 10,000 miles a year, a car that's been hardly what you would call abused. Tip Thames and his team have over 20 financing options for you at Jack Ingram. So you can, if you've had a credit issue, and believe me, I've been there. I know what that's like. But one of the best ways to rebuild your credit up to a real respectable number is to get a car and pay it off over time. And you'd be amazed at how that changes things. There are 235 Northeastern Bypass. You can shop online at jackingram.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
I'm reading your comments here on Facebook, and people are chiming in. Here's a lady, a gentleman named Johnny from Northern Pike County reporting 3 inches of rain in Jonesville, Northern Pike County. And then a lady in Alexander City saying they didn't get much. You're right. Alexander City didn't. Really, you got to go from Wetumpka to Auburn southward. And that's where the good rains were.
1.41 at Digital Rain Gauge Boy First Class.
141 has soon will have
good rain.
Soon we'll have Prattville rainfall coverage. Repeating again, soon we'll have Prattville rainfall coverage.
After should be after today.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got to go through the system like I did. I started out as private rain gauge boy.
I know. Yeah.
I should be his boss.
That was,
his boss's dad, like a decision on that.
That was also part of the plan, too. Well, I guess I can tell him that eventually we would bring you in and wouldn't make you, you know.
The ceremony.
The ceremony.
But oh.
Anyway, risking some morning showers, otherwise cold front sweeps through the state today. I think we see improvement this afternoon. Maybe the sun is out, high in the mid-70s. Jacket weather tonight and tomorrow night, upper 40s, both nights. Thursday and Friday, textbook perfect fall days, high in the low 70s. Weekend, maybe tropical trouble? Yeah, could be a tropical low coming out of the Gulf. We'll have to watch that, see what happens. It'll hopefully bring us some more rain. Right now, this morning, 70 degrees, southwest winds at 6 miles per hour. The time is 6:35.
All right, what's our TV topic today? They sent us a bunch of those things yesterday.
If you could only have one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Well, I got an answer for that question, but I better not say it on TV. It is 6:35.
What could that be?
Back to the traffic dungeon, and then we'll rejoin you in time for some fun with the gang on Rising at CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have emergency vehicles working an accident at the Northern Boulevard at I-65 right there at the merge. Use caution as you head through the area on the Troy Highway at Taylor Road. A disabled vehicle there. Don't think that's causing much of a problem, but you might want to watch as you're headed into the city on the Troy Highway this morning. Around the boulevard, looking pretty good. There's a good bit of early morning traffic out there, but we have no other accidents to tell you about at this time. Hey, be safe out there today on this Wednesday if you can. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota, now open on Sundays after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. At the Democrats' fourth debate of the primary season, Joe Biden says all the candidates have good ideas.
The question is, who's going to be able to get it done?
Bernie Sanders says about his heart attack 2 weeks ago, he's healthy and feeling great.
And I'm so happy to be back here with you this evening.
Elizabeth Warren says about her age at 70.
I will outwork, out-organize, and outlast anyone, and that includes Donald Trump, Mike Pence, or whoever the Republicans get stuck with.
Pete Buttigieg says about her refusing to say how she'd pay for universal health care.
Your signature, Senator, is to have a plan for everything, except this.
The debate in Ohio on CNN, all 12 candidates on stage say they support the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Vice President Mike Pence and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo today traveled to Turkey, trying to negotiate a ceasefire in Syria. America's listening to Fox News.
If you're a fan of the finest vintages, mark your calendar for the 10th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival Saturday, October 19th at Riverfront Park. From 3 till 6 p.m., delight your palate with wine tastings, plus vendors and live entertainment. And at the end of the evening, take home your very own commemorative glass and wine bag. Brought to you by Wind Creek, Alabama Power, Merrill Lynch, Alley Station, Renaissance Hotel, and Staybridge Suites. Learn more at funofmontgomery.com. Sponsored by the Montgomery Special Events Department.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You may have heard the news that Farrell got all woke after Blurred Lines became a big hit. And he's, excuse me, I'm paying attention to what's going
well,
on.
Well, we'll see it 16 seconds later up there. I think we're up now. We're on TV now. We can't see it till.
Oh, I see.
See?
Yeah.
I'm going to set this up. After selling like 80 million copies of Blurred Lines. Now he's decided that the song is sexist. So we have a new version of it for you. Check
Everybody
it out.
Get up.
Let's all get woke.
Woo!
Everybody
hey,
get
hey,
up.
Hey.
Woo! Make intent clear before getting laid. Here's a contract, sign the last page.
It says you give consent and sex is authorized to sign on the dotted line.
Everybody get up.
Do not take off your clothes. Fill out this application. Stand by a notary for authentication. Woo! Avoiding litigation for future accusations. Thank you for being patient. Before our copulation, the terms.
You say you want it.
Woo!
I say I want it.
Legally bonded in the matter of parties withstanding.
No representation is made.
To commence romancing,
this consent form.
It says you want it.
It says I want it.
I hired a lawyer who will protect me. There is no contesting. You wanted sex with me.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services right. performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm going to discuss that with Dan and Elkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson this afternoon. Maybe during the afternoon show we can draft a document that you can have so you don't have those post-relationship worries about was consent given or not.
It's showtime.
And now we wait for that magic moment.
So we're going to be talking to Mandy for the first time, too.
Oh.
Andrew, if most folks know, but is going to be away for a few days. He's going to get married on Saturday.
Was it Mandy? Or am I thinking of Wendy?
No, Mandy is...
That was Barry Manilow.
That was Barry Manilow, that's right.
Mandy. Should we sing that to her?
I'm sure she's never heard it before. Well, I don't know. She looks like she's one of the young ones as well.
She's young, but she's heard of it, I'm sure. People have...
Why don't we do that one? Just go break into that. Wanna?
Well, I'm not sure if that would... You know that song thing where you have to pay? I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be?
According to a new survey, the number one answer is... pizza.
Yeah, no surprises there. I want to bring in the morning crew at News Talk 93.1, get their input on this. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Talk about food.
It's got all food groups in it, doesn't it? Just about?
I mean, yeah, pizza was the number one answer. Not a surprise. By the way, there's a new pizza place right down the street from you guys at Harrison and Perry Hill there. That's one thing I'm always willing to try new, pizza. And I think life is kind of a ongoing search for the perfect pizza.
I've been trying to be a good boy this year.
I tried that place you're talking about.
Oh,
the,
did
the
you?
The pizza place.
The Dollar General
pizza. Yeah, that's the one.
It's called the pizza place. Yeah, I tried it.
Yeah, it is good. Yeah.
That is the one. But I don't know. I struggled with this topic, and I'd like to make my own chocolate, if that's all there was.
Oh, yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
What? But just chocolate?
My chocolate sauce.
My 10-year-old brain goes nuts.
Has. It's got all your very essential food groups in it, dairy and sugar.
Sure.
So,
yeah, right.
That's okay. Yeah.
I like how he thinks.
Exactly. I was waiting for you to plead your case. That's pretty simple. Dairy, sugar, that's pretty simple right there. Mandy, earlier, though, she said that she could eat chicken.
Okay, it's just a safe.
Yeah, and I agree.
I get tired of pizza sometimes.
Right, so it makes me wonder, like, is this just, like, the same exact thing? Like, is it, like, you have to eat chicken nuggets?
Well,
or is it like this, like a variation of the same type
but
of food?
You can put anything on a pizza, including chicken.
Yeah.
I've seen barbecue chicken on a pizza. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Chicken, I mean, pizza can be many things.
To many people.
Some people will even put, pineapples.
Though.
Ham and pineapple.
That's what I was going to say.
It's going to get ugly this morning because that one just tends to divide. I don't know.
I like pineapple.
So you like pineapple. Yeah. Ryan, how do you feel about pineapple and pizza?
Negative.
No.
Yeah, I say this, though. It's not the flavor that bothers me.
Right.
I don't like the fact that the pineapple is warm.
Oh, yeah, I got you.
I'm like, I don't want warm pineapple. I got you.
You've been eating pineapple like out of a can?
Sweet and savory.
You should try it.
No, I don't like it out of the can. I will eat it out of the can.
There was a steakhouse.
My mom makes, oh, go ahead.
No, there was a steakhouse in Seattle I went to, and they served grilled pineapple.
Oh, that sounds
And it was the best thing. Now, it was warm, but it was so good.
Hey, did you try some of those grilled locusts they love in Seattle?
With pineapple on them, and that's good, but it's just...
Isn't that kind of like the same thing, though?
No, but pizza... No, pineapple and pizza.
It's more tomato sauce and the pineapple.
I don't know. There's just something about it.
Well, I'm not going to deny that it's not nasty. I won't say it's nasty. It's just not my preference. I will eat it like cold pizza left over the next day. I'll have some pineapple on.
Well, we had steak and eggs here this morning, and I could have that every morning.
And I would be happy to be out
don't
there in my pajamas grilling
day?
It for you guys.
No, not every, not quite. Sometimes we have BLT.
Well, actually, that pizza place has a BLT pizza. It's really, really good.
Nice.
And a cheeseburger pizza, which kind of combines the pizza, the hamburger, and some of the other choices.
All
on
your
this
food
list.
Groups, right?
Yeah.
I love breakfast pizzas.
You know, Greg, you should try out. I was going to say that. You took the words right from my mouth. A breakfast pizza.
I could do it.
Envy you more if you guys could have a breakfast pizza.
Sausage gravy is usually the base, and then there's eggs and sausage and bacon on it, and it's great.
I will partner with my wife, Rosalind Ritterbuttle, because she makes a good homemade pizza.
Yep.
So, and that would be easy to make two of those, one for you guys, one for us. Well, so I will do that, promise.
Perfect, yeah, y'all work that out. Work that out for sure.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
Oh, God.
I've never heard it with, that's very true.
The voice of skepticism.
You want to go and live your life? We have heard that before, though. We've never had it with breakfast pizza, though. So maybe that's the new thing. That is, we've never been promised. We've been promised BLTs.
What is it? Fool me once, we've shame on you. Fool me 3 million.
I have faith in you, Greg.
Look at the time.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we gotta get back to playing the hits.
Wrap it up. We're gonna just hang on to those promises. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You guys have a great day.
All right,
you
see
too.
And if you want to hear,
all righty then. You know, at first, because I send these things, though. I send them.
Why did he send us a bunch? Because maybe he's going to be off.
Well, he's got them for today, tomorrow, and Friday.
Probably he's going to be off. John.
Yeah. It says Wednesday topic, Thursday topic, Friday topic.
Okay. So that must mean he's out, too.
We covered for the week.
So AJ.
So I send bunches. They probably got 20 or 30 that are just kind of sitting there as topics. And when this came back to us as today's topic, I thought, okay, we all name one food that we eat for the rest of our life, then what? But it turned out to be a pretty good chat.
Well, you know,
chat about pizza.
We never, it never has restricted us before.
No.
we get into all kinds of things.
Have you been eating a little bit too much pizza?
That's me.
Let me recommend Infusion as a place that can help you lose weight. Cryotherapy, in addition to, you know, energizing your entire body and getting your blood flow where it needs to be and the invigoration that goes with it, also burns calories, about 400 to 500, just in 3 minutes in that chamber. That's one option if you've eaten too much pizza. Or you can do what I've done a couple of times during this keto process and try one of their amino acid-based vitamin IVs, which also helps stimulate metabolism. Those are a couple of ways that they can help you with Infusion, but whatever the thing. And this week, I'm finally going to try this Red Light Room, which is a skin rejuvenating therapy that actually ends up making your whole body feel better. Infusion does cryotherapy based treatment where they can break down the fat cells underneath the skin so you can lose about an inch off your waist in one session. Ask about that. That can also target cellulite and other areas. So you've got a whole bunch of ways that they can help you achieve your life goals. Feeling better, more energy. If you party too hard, there's an IV for that that'll fix you right up. Thing is, the benefits to these treatments they offer at Infusion are immediate. Learn more at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Or better yet, call 296-1662 a little bit later this morning. Talk to Lori or Allison or Ryan Turner about the options you have at Infusion Cryo and Laser. 649. And I guess we may as well go with the cheap and trashy.
He wants you?
Let me take a quick look at the roads, and then we'll be right back.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, Northern Boulevard is getting back to normal. That accident, Northern Boulevard at the merge at I-65 is out of the way now. And we are looking good all the way around the city. There is some heavy traffic on the boulevard from Highway 231, the Wetumpka Highway, over to Atlanta Highway. 231 out of Wetumpka, a little busy this morning. Troy Highway, that disabled vehicle is still there at Troy Highway and Taylor Road, so use caution as you come through there, but that's not really much of a problem. Overall, we're looking good this morning, so buckle up and drive carefully and enroll now for spring semester 2020 at Trenum State. Classes start January the 8th. Change your life. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to today's edition of The Cheap and Trashy. They do this every year. A cosmetic surgeon using an old Greek formula to determine scientifically the most beautiful woman in the world. This year, it's somebody named Bella Hadid. Followed by Beyoncé, Amber Heard, Ariana Grande Latte, and Taylor Swift.
Okay.
I still don't know. Taylor Swift, she's very attractive. But there's something about her that annoys me.
She's tall.
Is she?
She's very tall.
I see her in that commercial where she, I think it's for an insurance company somewhere, she's behind the soda counter. You seen that one?
No.
Really? With all the TV you guys watch?
I watch a lot of TV that doesn't have commercials.
It's supposed to make her look, here's the thing, it's Taylor Swift doing everyday things and the people at the soda counter can't believe. And the last shot of the scene, she takes a whipped cream can and sprays it into her mouth.
Oh, no, I have not seen that one.
I am stunned at the lack of cultural connection I'm working with here in the station.
Oh, my God.
Felicity Huffman began serving her 2-week sentence yesterday. I have a feeling that the others caught up in the scandal are going to very much regret they didn't take the deal she got.
She's serving 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Wow.
Let me just say this. One day in a jail is enough for a lifetime. 2 weeks.
I don't know that, but I can imagine.
Which jail is she going into?
Oh, probably not.
The Martha Stewart Memorial.
Memorial?
They're reopening.
God rest her soul.
They're reopening Alcatraz for her.
It's a federal prison in Dublin. I would imagine it's a minimal security situation.
Dublin?
Dublin, California.
Dublin, California, okay.
Is very near where my sister lives, in Livermore, I think. This one we'll save for the afternoon show. Jennifer Aniston joined Instagram in a most epic way. With a full-on Friends reunion.
Yeah.
When I first saw that, I should have read it closer. I thought they were going to actually have a Friends reunion, but it was just a photo session.
Oh.
I mentioned earlier the Nationals, the World Series being played for the first time in Washington, D.C. since FDR's first year. Is LeBron James now wishing he could just shut up and dribble?
Yeah.
I would think he would be. He now is saying he's not going to discuss this anymore, and he's really walking back this entire mess he's gotten himself into. I haven't seen Neil Patrick Harris in anything except the Heineken's commercial for the last couple of years, but he's going to be in that new Matrix movie.
Oh, really?
Yep. John Krasinski, for Office fans like me. He is writing, directing, and producing a movie called Imaginary Friends and starring in it with Ryan Reynolds. And I hope that comes out at a time when I can go see it with Janelle, since we're both big John Krasinski fans. And a list of the most terrifying songs. Let's count them down here on the
most terrifying songs?
Yeah. This came from Rolling Stone's annual list of Halloween thrillers, so to speak.
So Monster Mash isn't on there.
But I think the focus on this is murder ballads, songs that have lyrics that are, you know, genuinely
creepy.
Yeah.
Ew.
The words, right? Out of,
well, give us a few. See what you got.
Right. Number five.
I Love the Dead by Alice Cooper.
Yeah. Number Alice four. Cooper should be in there.
Yeah.
Avalanche by Leonard Cohen.
Avalanche. How did you listen to it? I don't know that one.
Obviously, the standards for this list in terms of popular music were not very
high. I like Leonard Cohen. I don't know that I've heard Avalanche before.
Number three.
This came out on Capitol Records back in 1971, Rich. Blood Rock's DOA.
I'm sorry, say it again. What is it?
Blood Rock and DOA.
I don't know it. I don't know it.
I remember I was a music director, so I got a copy of the 45 RPM record.
Right.
From the Capitol Records promo guy. So we can't play a song called Dead on Arrival.
Hey,
on our family-friendly station.
Speaking of the Capitol Record guy, did you ever ask your Capitol rep for a Beatles catalog and hear him laugh at you? They'll give you any catalog in the world, but you ask a Capitol Record rep for a Beatles catalog. Yeah,
no, right. I never did. In fact, I remember buying the Blue and Red Beatle compilation albums in the 70s, because sometimes you just knew what you could get and what you couldn't. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys. I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
I know.
Yes.
Yeah.
And part of my job, I'm sure I sent Larry Stevens a case of Equinox albums at some point.
And I bet I was his music director at the time.
Let's see here. Number two is Careful With That Axe, Eugene.
What a great title.
By Pink Floyd.
Careful With That Axe, Eugene.
And 1969.
And number one.
The End.
Rectum.
No, The End. And By the Doors.
By the Doors, yeah.
Yeah, that's your list.
That works, in a way.
I guess, you know, most of these things we're not familiar with, so I'm assuming they just... Of course, Rolling Stone, since day one, really has lived in an alternate universe from most music fans.
I was surprised to see titles on there from a lot of classic rock more than anything else.
I was surprised that they survived that scandal, and you know what I mean. The was it the college?
Oh God! Oh, yeah, the big hoax,
the rape thing.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. Well, I wonder. Let's see a little bit later. See what those settlements ended up being. And now,
hey, Scott.
Oh. Hi, it's Jay Scott. Excuse me. And I am here to talk to you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. And they service everything that you need as far as chiropractic services go, plus, and then some, I should say, spinal and extremity adjusting. They have that available to you, as well as an exercise plan. They offer exercise plans that are suited to individual conditions, for the specific patient and what they need. Flexibility training is also something that they offer at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, along with, and this was interesting for me to see. Now, I'm going by there in the next few days here to talk to Dr. Jeff Pasley and the folks at Millbrook Family Chiropractic about what they offer and the kind of treatment that you'll get there. But they offer free nutrition counseling to every patient. Now, there's some stipulations to that, but you'll get nutrition counseling as far as how to just take care of yourself. Positive mental attitude and spirit as well. They are open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to noon on most days. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, they open back up from 2 to 6. And they are closed in the afternoons on Tuesday and Thursday, plus Saturday and Sunday as well. Give them a call at 285-8483 or go online and find out everything you need to know. Even fill out all the new patient forms if you'd like to. MillbrookChiropractor.com for Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Wow, with just seconds to go, I came up with your convoluted introduction to random facts.
Fantastic.
It sucks, but it's better than nothing.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all.
professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and